Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Corruption in the federal government. Now, too many Americans do not care. They just don't. And the excuse is, oh, it's always been this way. There's nothing I can do about it. The reason they don't care is they're too lazy to care. And I'm sorry to be harsh, but it's true. So if you raise, well, under the Biden administration, an enormous amount of corruption, they'll go, oh, Trump was worse or some stupid thing like that, not knowing what you're talking about. But they'll just deflect, deflect, deflect. Oh, so what? I don't want to pay attention to it. I have to do my cell phone, blah, 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 blah. I got to tell you, though, government corruption, it's one of the worst things that could ever happen to the United States. And we have it now, big time. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So on Thursday last week, the federal government filed new charges against Hunter Biden. The media had to report it, but they suppressed it. They didn't go hysterical. They reported far more about Trump being a Nazi or whatever the theme of the day is on him. But the Department of Justice says that alleges Hunter Biden failed to pay $1.4 million in taxes from 2016 to 2019. Okay? Three felonies, six misdemeanors, all new. And isn't it magical that in August they had three misdemeanors and a gun thing that the judge threw out? And I'll get to that in a moment. And just less than 4 months later, they come up with all this stuff after investigating for 5 years. It is really something. Anyway, if convicted, Hunter Biden faces 17 years of prison, but Joe Biden will pardon him. It's just a matter of when, not a matter of if. So don't expect Hunter to be going to any facility. They won't. All right. Now, here's what I wrote on Sunday. The case of Hunter Biden is an incredibly vivid example of corruption by the federal government. Situation rivals Watergate and the Teapot Dome scandal, engineered by members of President Warren Harding's cabinet. I'm actually writing about that right now for my upcoming presidential book, which will be out in September. Anyway, the following facts are not in dispute. From 14 to 19, Hunter Biden amassed millions of dollars selling influence to foreign concerns. The son of the president used his father's name in multiple deals where foreign nationals were promised access to the elder Biden. We have that on Hunter Biden's computer and on direct testimony from his business associates. There's no question about it. No two sides to this story, okay? So he was selling influence. And it was obvious he didn't pay taxes. Why? He didn't even file. He didn't even bother to file. So again, no two sides to this. The federal government says 1.6, it's a lot more than that, but the statute of limitations have run out for 214, 215, when Hunter Biden amassed a tremendous amount of money. Some people say that was a design. The Justice Department wanted the whole thing to run out under the statute of limitations. Okay. Under Trump, William Barr was the attorney general. Trump wanted a special counsel appointed to investigate Hunter Biden. Barr refused. Said, my guys are doing the job, which was either dishonest or ludicrous, one or the other for Bill Barr. So under Trump, they could have aggressively gone after Hunter Biden, but Bill Barr would not. Everybody understands that this is not a partisan play here. That is the fact. Enter Merrick Garland, who comes in under Joe Biden. He's even worse than Bill Barr, okay? What he does is basically wash his hands of the whole thing, doesn't even pay attention to it. And I believe that. And lets his U.S. attorneys do nothing in California, Washington, D.C., and Delaware. Then the Hunter Biden laptop is discovered and all hell breaks loose, but not all hell in the corporate media. No. The New York Post broke it, a few of the others. Here, we discussed it. But NBC, ABC, CNN, CBS, tamp down. Even Fox didn't cover the story very well because they don't have the skilled players to do it anymore over there. They can't do it. So Biden, could, Joe Biden, the president, denies everything. My son did nothing wrong. He didn't get any money from China. And we all know that's not true now. Not true. So Merrick Garland, he's running the investigation. He's the attorney general. And they're trying every which way not to do anything. Finally, they have to do it. So they file these low-level charges in July against Hunter Biden, three misdemeanors and a gun thing. It's ridiculous, okay? And no jail time. That's the plea. And the judge throws it out. Judge says, I'm not doing this. This is insane. And then they have to go back to the drawing board. Enter two whistleblowers. The guys show up. You know them. They testify in front of Congress, which is the only investigative body. To this day, the FBI is not investigating any of this, not even involved. Talk about corruption. Christopher Wray, Mr. Corruption. Okay? He can't be bothered. So the two IRS whistleblowers say, hey, we had all the information on Hunter Biden a long time ago. We had it in 14, 15. Nobody do anything about it. That's corruption. Okay. All right. So the latest federal indictment last Thursday is filed in California. Well, who's the U.S. attorney in California? His name is Martin Estrada. He refused to investigate anything. It's on the record. Estrada would not investigate Hunter Biden. He's still there. He's still a U.S. attorney. You talk about corruption, Merrick Garland? So you got Wray's corrupt, you have the FBI. Garland's corrupt. He's the FBI. He's the Justice Department Attorney General. And the U.S. attorney in California is corrupt. This is pretty big, right? And Biden presides over this. He could fire these people at any time if he wanted to. But obviously he doesn't. They're protecting his son. Okay? Now, the bottom line on the story, I hate to use a cliche bottom line, but here it is. The feds, the Justice Department, Barr, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, they knew years ago that Hunter Biden was selling influence and not paying taxes. They knew. Joe Biden knew. Jill Biden, his mother, knew. They all knew. Okay? And the corporate media knew. I knew early on. It's beyond dispute. Okay? When you add it all up, it's colossal. Again, it rivals Watergate and Teapot Dome. It will go down in history as one of the biggest scandals in U.S. federal government history. And that's a memo. Now, off this, there are some right-wing conspiracies. I get mail on this all the time. Once again, I will tell you, if you believe what you read in the ideological sites, whether they're left-wing or right-wing, if you believe that, you are not being smart. Okay, the first conspiracy is that the charges last week were filed so Hunter Biden doesn't have to testify in front of Congress. That is false. Nothing to do with that. We do expect Hunter Biden, if he shows up, to take the Fifth Amendment. But there's no preclusion of that. Congress can still issue a subpoena. He has to show up, which they have. Okay? And then he can be cited for contempt if he doesn't. Okay? The second thing is that the statute of limitations, there is no under IRS rules. That is false. It's 6 years for an IRS criminal case. There isn't any statute of limitations in a civil case, ongoing fraud case. But in a criminal case, it's 6 years. So this is all over the right-wing media. which is all right. Okay. So I think we're up to speed on this. The final part is the press. Sunday reporting, supposed to look back on the week. Remember, the new charges against Hunter Biden broke on Thursday. ABC's Good Morning America totally ignored it. Totally ignored it. ABC's This Week that Stephanopoulos did cover. CBS Sunday Morning, I think they have 8 hours of that, totally ignored it. Fox News Sunday covered. Meet the Press on NBC covered. CNN State of the Union, that's that phony Jake Tapper, the worst, the absolute lowest worst, didn't cover. And MSNBC didn't cover, but you knew they wouldn't cover that. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Media Matters. This is an organization that is in business. It is a nonprofit to smear, defame, libel, slander people with whom it disagrees. That's what they do. I've dealt with these people for 25 years. They are the lowest form of humanity. They're in trouble. Elon Musk is suing them, saying they used their position, Media Matters did, to put out phony stuff about X, tying X to Nazis, and Musk is suing them. Okay? Because of that lawsuit, the attorneys general in Texas and now in Missouri are investigating Media Matters on criminal charges. Good. Good. Now, this is almost like the NRA. It's a First Amendment issue. Media Matters is going to say we have a right to say whatever we want, but you don't have a right to commit fraud and hurt a business like X. Don't have a right to do that. And in Texas and Missouri, there are laws preventing that. Criminal laws. Following this because I want Media Matters to be destroyed. They do not deserve to be operating in this country because they are haters. It's a hate group. Now, George Soros pumps millions of dollars into Media Matters through the Tides Foundation. We have reported that for years. Soros, you know him. I'm sure you despise him the way I do. He is undermining or trying to the entire Judeo-Christian tradition of this country. All right? So we don't know how it's going to come out. But Media Matters has to pay attorneys, and I'm sure Soros will pump more money in so they can, to defend itself. Joining us now from Tallahassee, Florida, is a man named Seamus Brunner. He's got a new book out called Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life. Well, I don't like that. So on the cover, you got Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, who's a founder of the World Economic Forum, Jeff Bezos. There they are, the billionaires trying to dominate my life. I don't like that. Seamus, you got to stop it. You got to stop it right now. So you got this Davos thing coming up in January in Switzerland. They do it every year, right? All these billionaires go in there and they do secret stuff. Are you going to Davos this year? Are you going to be there?
I'm thinking about it. I don't think they'd let me in, though. It's notoriously secretive, and they might just arrest me if I showed up. So,
no, they can't arrest
you. I'm thinking about it, though. We'll see.
Yeah, the Swiss authorities can't arrest you, and the canton, they don't have counties in Switzerland. They have cantons. They won't bother you. Now, if you try to crash a private meeting, then the bodyguards that'll be there will beat the tar out of you. So be careful. But if you want to go and wear a little ski cap and just kind of putter around, you can go. Now, I haven't finished your whole book, but I've read enough of it to get the flavor of it. You kind of veer in and out of the conspiracy stuff. I'm not saying this as a negative, but there's a big crew that believes that these billionaires want to dominate the world in a variety of different ways, okay? And they do all kinds of nefarious things to amass even more power. What I want to do today is run down one by one, all right? We know about Soros. We don't have to, that's established beyond any doubt, trying to undermine Judeo-Christian traditions in America. He's been doing it for decades. His son, Alex, is now in charge. What about Mark Zuckerberg? On page 234 of Control Oligarchs, you mentioned that Zuckerberg pumped $400 million into the 2020 election where Biden beat Trump, and Trump says it was crooked. I haven't been investigating that as well because that caught my eye. I can't come up with where this $400 million actually went and what it did. But you're smarter than I am. Tell me, where's the $400 million?
Yeah, so he pumped it through two nonprofits, and you see that. That's a common theme. I mean, you see it with these ad boycotts where Soros is pumping money through Tides, through the into Media Matters. Loreen Powell Jobs features in this book, and she's doing the same thing through organizations like Acronym, which was funding another ad boycotter, Nandini Jama, Sleeping Giants, who I know you're familiar with them. But Mark Zuckerberg, he does the same thing. He puts it into the Center for Tech and Civic Engagement and another equally sort of obscure sounding organization, sounds totally innocent. And then what those organizations did is they went into mostly blue areas and purple districts, and they put the drop boxes and they funded the election infrastructure, which has now been banned in a lot of states, by the way. The Zuckerbucks have been banned. Unfortunately, what hasn't, and it's free speech. I mean, right? Soros will say that funding Media Matters is free speech, but that's just another example of the many ways these control oligarchs are kind of putting their fingers on the scales of our election. You know, it's they say the money is the free speech, but then they're censoring shows like yours and others. They're trying to anyway. They want to do the ad boycotts and stuff like that. So they're very against First Amendment, although they hide behind it.
All right, but let's get back to the $400 million. So Dropbox is okay, but they were legal in Wisconsin and Michigan and states like that, where a lot of this money went in. Do you think that Zuckerberg is financing anything that's illegal?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I'm sure many lawyers have looked into it. The states have changed their laws. That was kind of the problem is, and that's a problem with so many of the things we investigated at the Government Accountability Institute, is it's actually legal. It just doesn't seem right that a billionaire should be able to finance.
Because I haven't found it either, although this extraordinary amount of money going into 20 counties, all of which voted for Biden, I believe all of them did. This guy, I don't know. It's really shady. Now, Jeff Bezos is a billionaire. And for me, all he does is buy stuff for himself. He owns the Washington Post. Okay, that's for sure. All right. And that's a far left progressive organ. But does Bezos, I mean, every time I turn around, he's buying another yacht or another house. And he and his girlfriend are out there doing stuff. I don't know. Is he a threat, Bezos?
Well, you keyed in on two of the more libertarian, at least they were originally, of the control oligarchs, Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos. I mean, I trace their leanings all the way back to their beginnings. And Bezos was, to his credit, originally quite libertarian. But in recent years, you know, he goes to Davos. He's set up these climate change initiatives like the Bezos Earth Fund. He's poured $10 billion into that. And so on its surface, the climate change initiatives, that's probably his biggest philanthropic endeavor. The climate change initiatives seem great. You know, it's saving the planet. It's a very ambitious goal. But what we see with the climate change initiatives are they're really about seizing control over the energy sector. And so I'll give you an example. Imagine it's the middle of winter. Imagine you go to your thermostat. You just woke up in the middle of the night shivering and you try to turn up the heat in your home. Well, you can't. It's been locked. You've lost control over your own thermostat. This may sound like a conspiracy theory, but it actually asked the residents of Denver, Colorado, in Texas, this has happened, and in California with these flex alerts. They are taking over control of the smart thermostats. Now, this is made by companies like Amazon and Google, and you didn't really realize when you clicked the I agree box to have the smart home, you know, temperature monitoring. But that's exactly what you're doing, is you're turning over control of your home temperature.
Right. So before you click anything, you better know. What about Bill Gates? I mean, he's one of the first Microsoft guy, you know, he's got a lot of money and running around. What'd you find out about him?
Yeah, well, he's waging war on our small, you know, smallholder farmers, generation-owned farms. He's waging war on privacy through his digital ID initiatives. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, he and the United Nations announced that they will be rolling out a digital ID regime in 50 countries within 5 years. That's going to totally obliterate your privacy, and they'll sell it to you under the guise of convenience. I don't know about you, but it's not very hard for me to pull my driver's license out of my wallet. I don't need it centralized in a Microsoft database. He's waging war on other things too, information.
Why does he want? Why does he want that digital ID? What's the rationale behind it?
He's been invested in and very interested in digital ID for over 15, 20 years. He says it's a great way to store things like your vaccination records and your medical records. I mean, ultimately, what he likes is collecting lots and lots of data. And data, according to the World Economic Forum visionary Yuval Noah Harari, the people who control the data control the entire world. And so what this is all leading towards, actually, Bill, is a universal basic income driven by artificial intelligence job losses.
Wow.
Sam Altman.
Well,
yeah, it's
you
a
might
scary
be a little
future.
Bit ahead of yourself, but do you think, last question for you, Gates is nefarious? Do you think, or just misguided? There's a difference between a Soros, who's a bad guy, and somebody who's climate change crazy or, you know, wants the ID because it's easier, whatever. Would Gates be, in your opinion, you wrote the book, you're an expert, nefarious?
That's a strong word. I read all the memoirs of his dad and his relatives. His sister said he was nasty. His dad said that he was constantly at war for control with his parents. His mother pleaded with him to be more charitable, you know, as he was, accumulating what amounted to making him the world's richest man, billions and billions of dollars. His mother begged him to give it away to charity. He wouldn't. So it was really only after the Justice Department started investigating Microsoft that he sets up his philanthropic foundation and rebrands. I don't know if I'd call him nefarious, but I would definitely say he's control happy. He likes to control things. That's a direct quote from him and his parents. And so, yeah, I think he's just trying to get control of as much as possible.
All right. The book is Control Oligarchs by Seamus. Nice Irish name, Brunner. We appreciate it, Seamus. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Now, there's one other aspect going on here before we bring in Brett Tallman, our guest. The National Archives is set to hand over to the House Oversight Committee 62,000 pages of Joe Biden records when he was vice president, phone calls and stuff like that, because Joe Biden used a pseudonym, a phony name, on a number of transmissions that he made. So all of this data is coming this week to the House Oversight Committee. All right? Now, I'm confused, which is not a good thing. There is the Presidential Records Act, which says that a vice president and a president, all of their correspondence has to be logged. And when they leave office, it has to be given to the National Archive. That is the Presidential Records Act. Okay? But if you're using a private gizmo like this under a phony name, as Joe Biden did, all right, how does the archives know that? How do they know it? Remember, Hillary Clinton erased all this stuff and this and that. All right. So who better than to tell us is the former U.S. attorney for Utah, Brett Tallman, who joins us now from Salt Lake City. How do they know? How did the archives get all the stuff from Vice President Biden? 8 years. He's using pseudonyms. He's using his private phone. He's using public. How do they get it all?
Bill, thanks for having me on. I think there's really two possibilities here. The first is the Presidential Records Act does not distinguish between personal devices and official. So any communication or any record that's created while he is vice president, doesn't matter the device. Now, most presidents and vice presidents will take control, they'll delete, they'll do away with personal information that they don't want the archives to have. But if they don't, the archives are the ones who they have the computer forensic experts that come in and they take devices and they take laptops and everything else and they extract from it all records.
So even if you erase stuff, they can reconstitute it, right?
That's correct.
And let's just keep it in Biden's bailiwick right now. So that Biden has to turn over all the things that he did for 8 years, any communication, private or public, he by law has to turn over to the National Archives, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Bill, because right as soon as he's done being in office, the ownership of that transfers to the actual National Archivist. So the ownership is no longer Joe Biden's and he has to transfer it over and they then take the time to go through it. You know, the other way in which they can take possession or find out about these documents is the sloppiness of Joe Biden. If he uses, you know, his other devices, his official computers or laptops or phones, and he uses those emails, which, you know, any device that you use, whether it's official or not, you have access to all of your email accounts there. My guess is it was a combination of both sloppiness by Vice President and then turning over the records, and the archivist then retrieved all documents.
Okay, so if you don't turn them over, you can be charged with a crime like Donald Trump is being charged with for all the stuff he had in his Mar-a-Lago basement, right?
That's correct. It's not historically been handled that way. There's negotiations and you hand over and they eventually both sides are satisfied. But you can violate the law. And we see that that's at issue.
Well, that's
in the
what Hillary
case.
Clinton did. And
that's
she
exactly
erased
right.
all this stuff. I wonder if they reconstituted that stuff. But anyway, so 62,000 pages of stuff from Joe Biden as vice president, some of which he used a pseudonym, a phony name, is coming into the House. That's going to take a while to sort through all of that. Okay, now my column that I wrote, I thought it was one of the best columns I've written on BillO'Reilly.com. Just details the corruption, because I don't want a he said, she said. I don't want two sides to the story. All I want to do is report what we know to be true. Did I leave out anything or did I do anything that wasn't accurate?
No, it was very, very timely and it hit me personally because I've been wondering how individuals that are on the left and still supporting Biden, you know, how do they come to the conclusion that nothing, you know, that nothing's been found in improper? And I spoke to a lawyer friend of mine in New York and we had a conversation. He's very left of center. And he had no idea what I was talking about when I outlined some of the things that you and I have discussed about what's been, you know, what's come out in the investigation, what the House has uncovered, the monies, and I was flabbergasted. But it tells you that we're all in these silos, and he's walking away thinking to himself that this is all, you know, fake and phony on the right. While we sit there and we look at this and we're stunned by it. So your column was perfect to point out that everybody's, you know, manipulated by the media. That is corruption. But it's the lazy that are not going to find out the truth.
Okay. So, you know, as a historian, we're going through now every president because we're coming out with a new book in September to coincide with the election cycle of 24, the presidential election. And we're going over everyone, the scandals they had, the problems they had. U.S. Grant had a lot of problems with his cabinet. Harding was ridiculous. Nixon was absurd. And I think that they put in the taping after JFK and Johnson and then Nixon. Now all calls going into the White House are taped, right?
That's correct. They're all
right.
taped.
So
they're
all of logged. That, right, all it's taped and logged, that goes to the archives. It's just these new devices. And I'm sure there are ways to get around them, but I'll be interested to see the analysis of the 62,000 pages coming in to the House this cycle. Last question. You've been around for a long time. The FBI is supposed to be the primary investigating agency at corruption at this level, correct?
Absolutely.
It is
front lines.
It isn't. The FBI chief Ray works for Merrick Garland, the attorney general. Merrick Garland works for Joe Biden, the president. So you've got this agency who's done absolutely nothing to investigate the Biden family grift. They know it's up between 20 and 30 million, and no agents have been assigned to investigate it at all.
Yeah, and Bill, you look at that indictment, an entire half of the investigation is missing. Typically, a task force is formed between the IRS and the FBI, and the FBI chases down the other half of the investigation, which is the movement of the money, the establishment of the conspiracy, the fake and phony, you know, companies, and then the movement of international money into the United States. That all that is handled by the FBI. They're the front runners on pure corruption cases like this. It should have been done. It's so obvious to those of us who have worked on these types of cases that case in California was absolutely a product of let's get out there, you know, a few of these charges against Hunter, and hopefully it deflects from the fact that we are missing half of the entire investigation.
Yeah. And that Estrada guy, you know him?
I do not know him. I'm shocked that you know, there used to be a time when U.S. attorneys, they didn't take their marching orders from a main justice in Washington, D.C. That time is over.
Wait. And he's still there. And this goes back to Merrick Garland, who the attorney general is going to get down in history as one of the most corrupt attorney generals we've ever had. All right, Brett, Tom, and everybody, Merry Christmas, Brett. Thanks for helping us out. Really appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And we'll talk again soon, I hope. Senator Joe Manchin taking a 2-month tour of the country and says that when he finishes, he'll decide whether to run for president on a third party. So this is getting pretty late for Manchin. You know, I don't know if he can put that campaign together. But my question was, who's paying for this? There's 2-month jaunt going everywhere. He'll get some media attention. We don't know. I suspect he has a campaign fund, Manchin, okay? Because he was a senator from West Virginia. Suspect the campaign fund is paying for this. I think Manchin is basically an honest guy. If he does decide to run, which again, get pretty late, he'll hurt Biden. So look for the media to cripple Joe Manchin. Okay, you wait and see. The attacks against him will start to mount. Because if he gets in, RFK Jr. is hurting Biden a little bit, about 2 points. Manchin will hurt him 7-8 points if he gets in. Smart life. So this is one of our most successful projects, the Smart Life segment on the No Spin News. And sometimes I use concierge members' letters to make a point, and I'm going to do that tonight. So concierge membership means that you have a special email that goes directly to me, and you can discuss with me anything that you want. And I will try to help you, number one. And number two, advise you on matters that I can't directly get involved with. And number three, basically answer any questions about the news or my take on it, give you a personal answer. It's an insurance policy for your life. It is very inexpensive. You sign up, you get a free book. There's no reason not to sign up for BillO'Reilly.com concierge membership, because down the road, you're probably going to need us. Everything that we do in the concierge program is confidential. Okay, your name will never be mentioned ever in any context. Smart Life Today. So I get a letter from a very nice woman. I can tell by the tone of the letter and the way it's written. Okay, this woman is suffering because Christmas is coming up. And there are millions of Americans in this very same position. They're apprehensive, they're tense. The reason that she is apprehensive is because her sister-in-law doesn't like her, all right? And her sister-in-law is the steward of the two grandchildren, which the woman adores, whom the woman adores, all right? As most grandparents do. The sister-in-law, not given access that much to the grandma. Okay, so they're all getting together on Christmas, and this woman is very fearful. So here's what I told her. I said, no, you are not going to convince your sister-in-law to like you, number one. Accept it. There may be many reasons, jealousy among them. A lot of jealousy in families, a lot. But there's no way that you're going to sit down with her on a one-on-one and have her like you. It's not going to happen. So what you have to do is, number one, talk to your son, the man who's married to your sister-in-law, in a very kind, gentle way, and say, I'm a little upset, because I'd like to have a good relationship with Naomi or whoever it is. And most of all, I want to have access to my grandchildren. What do you recommend? Ask your son for his recommendation. Now, he may be a waffle guy. He may be a weakling, and you might not get any satisfaction, okay? But that's step number one. And then you ask him to keep the conversation confidential. He may not. But there's nothing wrong with you talking to your son about a family situation, okay? So that's where you start. Maybe if he's a real man, he could help. I could broker this, but maybe he can't. So let's assume that the son isn't able to do anything. You still have everybody over, and you're kind to everybody. You act the same. No snippy stuff. None of this. You don't have to cozy up to the daughter-in-law. You just be kind, nice. That's all. And of course, the grandchildren, you smother them with Christmas stuff. You try to make them as happy as you can make them. That's what you do. Now, if the sister-in-law insults you, which she very might do, you ignore it. It's like that Star Wars shield. You just put it out there, boo, 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 boo. Doesn't matter what she says. If she tries to embarrass you, then you have to pull your son aside and say, look, can you, for the sake of Christmas and the children, can you put an end to this? You have to do that. But you got to overlook. And I know it's hard. It's easy for me to say, all right? I know it is. But you have to conduct yourself. You have to elevate. You now being everybody, Smart Life, you have to elevate above the pettiness, as hard as it is. Look, my natural instinct, and you know this for watching me for 25 years, is to snap back, to hit them right between the eyes, all right? Don't take any guff. And a lot of times that's the way to do it, but not in these family things. No, it's like you have to be very disciplined, K-I-N-D, even in the face when the other person isn't. All right, that's a smart life. And I hope it works out for every family this Christmas. It should be a very, very relaxing, fun time. Okay, Concierge Membership, hope you check that out. Safest and most dangerous countries, 2024. Here are the safest. Iceland, very safe, except for the volcano. Got to watch out for that. Luxembourg, it's like seven streets long, Luxembourg. Nice little place, big castle. Norway, safe. Switzerland, safe. Denmark, safe. Been to all those countries. They're all worth visiting. Five most dangerous countries. South Sudan, most dangerous. I don't know anybody who's going there, by the way. Afghanistan, been there, very dangerous. Syria, been there, very dangerous. Libya, no, I haven't been there. Somalia, no, I haven't been there. I wouldn't go to any of them, ever. None of those countries ever would I go to unless I had to. All right? So I had to cover the Afghan war, so I went. Would I go back? If I had to. But nobody's going to any of those places. I'm going to give you some dangerous countries that everybody's going to. Everybody, I mean, you know. Mexico. You know, watch your butt there. I won't go anyway because I think their government's corrupt and I'm not going to help them. Central America, with the exception of Belize. Belize looks to me to be under control. I wouldn't be hanging out in Belize City, but the resorts look pretty well on. Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, forget it. Honduras, forget it. Costa Rica, everybody, oh, Costa Rica, you gotta watch your butt. Panama, same thing. Watch it. In the Caribbean, you gotta watch yourself in Jamaica. You can stay in the resorts, all inclusive, that's fine. Watch yourself. Here's the final thought of the day. I want to take a moment, actually about 30 seconds, to thank our radio affiliates. About 100 stations take the No Spin News audio at night, most of them. WABC in New York, 9 p.m., our flagship. Then we do the updates during the day. More than 300 stations take them. It's a powerful cannon to get the word out. Hannity, I was on today. We talked about Christmas today. We'll post it on BillO'Reilly.com. It's a nice conversation, a gentle conversation. But it's so important, the radio, because television doesn't put on any traditional people anymore. Total blackball across the board. Didn't used to happen. I was on Letterman and Leno and Kimmel and Good Morning America, Today's Show, all of that. I mean, many, many, many times, Jon Stewart, you all saw me. They wiped it out. That's how bad the television industry is now. No matter what kind of book you have, what kind of stance you have, they're not going to put you on. Wrong. News Nation will. I'm on with Cuomo tonight. Check it out. And thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.